Missouri judge greenlights Eric Greiden subpoena of ex-wife's phone records. By Matthew Boyle on May 5, 2022. A judge in Missouri has greenlit a subpoena that former Governor Eric Greitens, the frontrunner for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate this year, sought against his ex-wife for phone and communication records between her and top GOP establishment officials. Based on overwhelming evidence that the governor's ex-wife was untruthful in her statements and the children's medical/dental records showing no abuse occurred, the judge has granted the legal team complete access to her phone records, Greitens's campaign told Breitbart News on Thursday after the judge approved the subpoena. "We expect that the facts will show, sadly, that she coordinated with Mitch McConnell's lieutenants and Karl Rove to peddle these false allegations. Ultimately, we look forward to gaining access to their records as well." The move by Eric Greitens to subpoena his ex-wife Sheena Greitens's phone records comes after she accused him of abusing her and their children in a court filing earlier this year. He has denied the allegations, and claims they are part of an ongoing effort by GOP establishment political consultants to stop his campaign. A recent Breitbart News investigation into the matter too found that a top confidant to top GOP donors said that Karl Rove, George W. Bush's right-hand man, knew about the allegations ahead of Sheena Greitens making them. Sheena Greitens's sister, Catherine Linkull, works for a number of different consulting firms tied closely to top allies of Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Sheena has issued statements claiming she told nobody but her lawyer about the contents of the filings before she made them, so records like text messages or emails showing her telling others about them would contradict that. Sheena Greitens and others that Eric Greitens moved to subpoena, like Linkull and his former campaign manager Austin Chambers, sought to quash the subpoenas, but the judge ruled on Thursday that at least the one with regard to Sheena Greitens is to proceed for now. The other subpoenas may be greenlit at later dates based on information gleaned from this first subpoena.